We've got some fun today. Saturday, May 1st, 2021. Oh, I don't know if you heard that strange sound. That's my little puppy on the floor. He's half asleep, half not. But he makes weird sounds when he sleeps. Okay, today's workout includes your friend and mine, the devil press. So the workout of the day is 3 rounds for time of 9 devil press and then 9 chest to bar pull-ups. Just a nice little couplet. 3 rounds of 9 and 9. Men are using a pair of 35-pound dumbbells. Women a pair of 25-pound dumbbells. And if you don't have dumbbells, then you'll grab a 95-pound barbell or a 65-pound barbell. And in place of each set of 9 devil press, you will do 9 bar-facing burpees and then 6 clean and jerks with it. So you do that workout, that first beautiful, nice, little, simple, easy workout. Just joking. It's going to pack a punch. Then you rest a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio. Buddy, you're doing a lot of yawning there, huh? Jeez, you okay? You're crazy. He's a very vocal little dog. And whatever that first workout takes you, you rest that... Can you hear him still? Hey, are you okay? You're so weird. Then you're going to rest that amount of time or double it. So, for example, if that first workout takes you 5 minutes, a 1-to-1 work-to-rest ratio would be resting 5 minutes before you do the second workout that we have programmed today. A 1-to-2 would be resting 10 minutes. So, basically, choose your rest anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes till you feel ready to attack the next workout, and then you do the second workout, which is 3 rounds for time of 9 devil press, and then instead of 9 chest-to-bar pull-ups, it's 9 calories on the rower, or 6 calories for women. So, if you're following the bouncing ball on these things, shorter workouts, only 3 rounds each time, single-digit reps each time, so the goal is going to be a short time domain, a high-intensity workout, and especially given the fact that we have planned rest in there between workout 1 and workout 2. So a bit of a spicy day. You know, we want to see if you can depress the gas pedal a little bit if you're feeling up to it. Calorie conversions, of course. Rogue Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, the Concept 2 Rower, or the Concept 2 Ski Erg, you would do those calories just as prescribed. If you're going to do them on a Concept 2 Bike Erg, you would take the calories, multiply them by 1.4, the Schwinn Airdyne, multiply them by 1.5. If you don't have a bike or a rower, see the limited equipment option. We've got a video showing the kipping chest-to-bar pull-up as well as rowing. Super fitness robot time for this. First workout, 3 minutes or less. So yeah, we're talking a short time domain for the super fitness robots anyway. Second workout in 3 minutes and 45 seconds or less. And then the more likely time that I think most people will be, first workout, 5 minutes, 30 seconds or less. So a relatively quick one. Second one, 6 minutes and 45 seconds or less. Reasons to scale, maybe you don't have chest-to-bar pull-ups yet, or that dumbbell loading is just a bit too challenging. So the scaled option today, 3 rounds for time, 9 devil press, then 9 pull-ups, that would be chin over bar instead of chest to bar, or ring rows, still the same work to rest ratio. And then the second part, 3 rounds for time, 9 devil press, then 9/6 calories rowing. So I kept the rowing the same there. But the dumbbell loading goes down to 25 pounds for men and 15 pounds for women. And we also reduce the weight on the barbell, in case you don't have dumbbells, to 75-pound barbell for men, 55 pounds for women. We'll get videos showing kipping pull-ups, as well as how to get a pull-up, and a video for the ring row. Limited equipment option. They've got everything they need except for the rower. So their first workout is precisely the same. 3 rounds for time, 9 devil press, 9 chest-to-bar pull-ups. They keep the work-rest ratio. And then the second time through, 3 rounds for time, 9 devil press, and a 200-meter shuttle run. That's 50 out, 50 back, 50 out, 50 back. And the intensity in that workout would certainly be dictated by how fast you attempt to do those shuttle runs. No equipment workout for the day. 3 rounds for time, 15 burpees, 200-meter shuttle run. got your work to rest ratio, and then you're going to hit that same thing one more time. 3 rounds per time, 15 burpees, 200 meter shuttle run. That one may look simple on paper, but if you push the pace, it will deliver the goods. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got an either or for the first part. So either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. We've got a video showing that. The strict shoulder press, I mean, everybody needs more strict shoulder press in their life. Trust me on that. Or linchpin barbell complex number 6. That's for both loading. You choose an appropriately challenging loading, and you're going for reps. And what it is, this is one complete complex. 30 seconds of hang power cleans, immediately into 30 seconds of shoulder to overhead. You're done. That's one full complex. You're going to do 2 to 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. Certainly, they don't need to be unbroken. You know, you may drop the barbell during that 30 seconds of hang power cleans. You may drop the barbell during that 30 seconds of shoulder overhead, and you choose the loading. Second portion is some gut work, V-ups, accumulate 30 to 60 repetitions, and we've got a video showing that. Finishing it out with some cool down and stretching, cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got a few stretches, the chest and pecs, hands behind, you'll hold that for 1 to 2 minutes, we've got a video. Foam roller for the back and lats, but as I always say, you can do darn near your whole body, video showing that, well, not your whole body. And then the frog stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes, also with a video. And just like that, we're into May. Absolutely crazy. Thanks to everyone all around the world for being a part of it. We'll keep supporting each other. We'll keep getting really fit. We'll keep doing things intelligently. We'll keep embracing scaling. And we'll keep having fun. So enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Monday for more working out.